Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Afayin Yerzivah Kogon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing this Markulis, Matzah Parash Emois. If on the top of this Markulis of Avodah Zarah, a person found money, ksus, clothing, a kalim, or different vessels, Aril Mutar and their mutter, he's allowed to take them, and that's as long as it's not B'Derech Kavod, as long as it's clearly not there as trying to show honor to the Avodah Zarah, and someone just put it there, maybe he was adjusting his pack, and he accidentally forgot it there, it's permitted to take. However, Parchili Anavim, Vatar Shal Shibalim, if he found clusters of grapes or wreaths of stalks, wine, oil, flour, or anything that's brought in the Mizbeach, meaning anything that would be used in the service of Avodah Zarah to beautify it, Usher, since it's Usher, because obviously it's there for the Avodah Zarah. On to Mishnah Gimel, Avodah Zarah Shayol Agino Emerchatz, and Avodah Zarah, that is part of the whole compound. There was a beautiful garden or a bathhouse, Nen Mehen Shaloi Betoiva, one is allowed to benefit from them, Shaloi Betoiva, which means you're not allowed to pay for it. Nen Mehen Betoiva, but no paying for it and using it. Why is that? Because on one hand, it's completely permitted to use this garden or this bathhouse, even though it's in the compound of the Avodah Zarah, because it's not meant to beautify the Avodah Zarah. It's not meant as service to the Avodah Zarah. It's just meant sometimes to garner income for the Avodah Zarah. So as long as the person's using it for free, it's no problem. But if he's paying for it, that means his money is being used by the priests in order to help out the Avodah Zarah, and that's usur. Now, hayashalav shalachirim, if it belonged to not only the Avodah Zarah, but also to others, then nenemehen bein b'tav bein shaloi b'tav, he's allowed to enjoy it for free, and even if he has to pay for it, because the money is not necessarily going to the Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled and Hey, discussing when Avodah Zarah becomes Usur and how to be Mevatel it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.